The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha, Parsha is HaNitzavim Vayelech. In Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Posuk Yud Aleph, Shishi. Moshe is instructing the people. Actually, the Torah tells us that it was on the day of his death. And Moshe was instructing the people before he would die. And he says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazeis, asher anochi metzavcha hayom. This mitzvah, and he's referring to Torah, which I am commanding you today. It is not beyond you. And it is not far away from you. It is not in the heavens that you would have to say who can go up, who will go up to the heavens and bring it down to us. And to let us hear it in order that we shall do it. And it's not on the other side of the sea. To say that who can go across the sea to bring the Torah. And to let us hear that we shall do it. But it is very, very close to you. Bificho, in your mouths, ubilvodecho, and in your heart, laaseisei, to do it, to fulfill it. These few psukim that Moshe is telling the people need to be expounded, analyzed, and they are expounded and analyzed as darshan by the Chazal. The Gemara brings firstly in Masecht Ervin, Daf Nun Hei Omer Aleph. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Leva Shomayim Hi. What does it mean that the Torah is not in the heavens? Leitim Tzu Begasi Aruach. You will not find it by the arrogant. Heavens means the high places. You will not find Torah by the arrogant, those who exalt themselves in the high places. And you will not find it across the sea. What does that mean? You will not find them in the merchants. In the merchants that go across the sea. The morale explains as follows in the Siva Torah, Sef Perek Beis. A person, there are three parts in a person. This is the Seichel, this is his intelligence, his intellect. There is the Nefesh HaOdom. The Nefesh HaOdom is the life in the person which gives him movement. If a person does not have life, he's totally still and silent. It's this life that gives him the movement. And then there's the goof. The goof is the physical matter of the body. The Torah comes to the person Yitzhar HaSeichel from the aspect of a person's intelligence, his intellect. And that's also where his soul is. And that is bilti gashmi, which is something which is totally void of physical matter. And this is why the Torah is always compared to or, light. Because when We want to describe something which is lacking the physical matter, and it's totally pure. We refer to light. In many, many places, Torah is referred to as the light, the Torah Or. And therefore, the Torah is in contrast to the physical world. And if a person wants to acquire this Torah, so he has to have the Gvuras HaSeichel HaLagashmi. He has to have where the Sichle HaOdom, the intelligence of the person, the intellect, power, overpowers, rules the rest of the person, rules the physical man. Now, we have the Gasei Ruach, the arrogant. The arrogant, the Maral always writes, is actually, this is a quality that comes from the physical world. That's why it's called all of the time Gasei Ruach. Gasei means something which is heavy, coarse. Chemer, he's Chumrius, he's referred to as a person with a lot of Chemer. Chemer is physical matter. And the arrogant are those who give a lot of importance to themselves. In other words, they blow themselves up. This is why the Maral brings in another place where we find by the arrogant, they identify and associate only with very exclusive people who they think are also very important. But on the other hand, we find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies with everyone. He's the Melech Malchei HaMelochim, he's the King of all kings, and at the same time, it states that he is the Avi HaYeseimim VaAlmonos. He takes personal care of the orphan, of the widow, of the poor, of the downtrodden. And that's because someone who is of a physical nature, and especially where he has a lot of physical nature, and that's the arrogant. Everything in the physical world has limitations. So therefore he has his limitations. He can identify only with an exclusive segment of the population. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not from the physical world, so he has no limitations. And therefore he identifies with everyone across the board. So the same thing over here, that the Gasei HaRuach, the arrogant, that comes from the physical nature in man. This is why and this is contrary to Torah. The Torah is totally non-physical. This is why we find that the one who had the greatest quality of Torah, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who went up to Har Sinai to bring Torah into this world. Not by coincidence does it state in Parshas Baalei Sechor that Moshe Rabbeinu was onof mikol odom apnei kol oretz, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person, and he had the greatest humility of anyone who ever lived. This is not a coincidence, but it goes hand in hand that he was able to come to the great quality of Torah at the highest level because of his humility. Because Torah is from a non-physical world, and the arrogant are those who have in them an over degree of the physical world. And therefore Moshe was the onof me'od, the person of the greatest humility. The fact is, the Gemara brings in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Rebbe Kiva that we refer to the Torah as Toras Moshe, Zichru Toras Moshe Abdi. The Torah is called the Torah of Moshe. Why? So the Gemara brings the whole story that when Hashem gave the Torah, the Sotan and others came to him and asked, where is the Torah? It's no longer in the heavens. So Hashem said, go ask Moshe. He went and asked Moshe, do you have the Torah? And Moshe said, no, I don't have the Torah. And he went searching all over and he couldn't find the Torah. He went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't find the Torah. So Hashem said, what did Moshe tell you? He said, he doesn't have the Torah. So Hashem said, Moshe Badoi, he is Moshe lying, because I gave it to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Moshe and he said, did you tell him that you don't have the Torah? Why? So Moshe said, your greatest and most precious treasure that was created almost 1,000 generations before the world was created, and you've given it to the world through me, I'm not going to tell people that. I'm the one who brought it into the world. Because of his humility, he won't admit it to anyone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hoilu miato es atzmecho, since you make yourself so small, the Torah will be called on your name. So everyone will know that you brought it into the world. Therefore it states, Zichro Torah Meisha Abdi. Remember the Torah of Meisha, my servant. So therefore, those who are arrogant will not have Torah, because they are contrary to Torah. That's what it means. Rabbi Yechon said, Leiba Shamayim hi, the Torah is not in the heavens. You will not find it by the Gasi Aruach, by those who hold themselves high. Then he said, and it's not Leim Evrai Layom hi, it's not across the sea. You will not find it, Rabbi Yechon said, by the Sarchonim and the Baitagorim, by those who travel, who are merchants. Why? Those people who are always traveling long distances, going across the sea, those are people who are always moving. The fact is, the word sarchonim comes from the word to go around and around. A merchant was called someone, especially when he traveled long distances, they went around and around. So they're always moving. If they're always moving, this means that they have a very high degree of the nefesh ha'odom. The nefesh ha'odom, we mentioned, is that power which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued in people, which give them movement. If there's too much of a degree of nefesh ha'odom, it also will be gevel al ha'seichel. It will overpower the intellect of the person, because the person, he has his seichel, his intellect, he has his guf, the chemer, the physical man, and he has his nefesh, which gives him this power of life and movement. And therefore, you will not find it by those who are me'eva layam, those who are going long distances for business all of the time. Because by them also, you do not have the power of the seichel, of the intellect, bishleimus, in its totality, in its strongest form. So this is what is meant, the first sentence. But on this posuk, when Moshe told the people, Le bashomayim hi, it is not in the heavens, and Le me'eval ayom hi, it is not across the sea. Now Moshe said, Le niflesh hi mimcho, v'le recheki hi, it's not beyond you, and it's not far away. What does that mean? What does it mean that it is not beyond you? The Medrash brings in this parsha in Ches Amud Beis second. Rabbanan Amri Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im berachto es ha-Torah, when you come in and you make a bracha on the Torah, la'atzmecho u'mavorech. Really, the bracha is for yourself. מנין שנאמר כי וי ירבו יומך ויסיפו לך שני שחיים. Because from the Torah you will have length of days and you will have years of life. ואם תאמרו שמה לרועסכם נוסעתי לכם את התורה, perhaps you will think that I gave the Torah not for your own good, not for your benefit. לנוסעתי אשר לכם אלה לטבעסכם. Hashem says, no, I gave it to you only for your goodness. שמלאכי השורס נסעבו לו ונעלמו מהם. Because the מלאכים, they wanted the Torah, the angels. But it is concealed from them. As it states in Iyob Chovches, ונעלמו מעיני כל חי, it was concealed from all life. Elu achayos, those are the living beings in the upper worlds. Umeif hashamayim nishtoro, and it was hidden from the birds of the heavens. Elu amalochi, these are the angels of the heavens. Omalehan bini, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, my son, mimalochi ashores hi nifleis, it is beyond the angels. Avon mikem einonifleis, but from you it is not beyond you. How do we know this? As it states, ki amitzvah asher anochi metzavcha hayom lo nifleisi mimecho, mimech, that the mitzvah which I am giving you today is not beyond you, even though it is beyond all of the angels and all of the chayos, all of the living beings in the upper worlds. But I have given it to you, and it is not beyond you. The Medrash says further. This is at the end of Parshas Netzavim. Ki korav eilecho, it is not beyond you, but it is very close to you. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Nachman l'maha davadayma. We'll give you an example. The Bas Melech Shelohaya Odem Akira. A king had a daughter, and this daughter was very dear to him, and he wouldn't let anybody come close to her. He wouldn't let anybody even see her. V'hoye l'melech ohu v'echod, and the melech had a very, very good friend. V'hoye nichnas l'melech b'hosho, and this good friend of the king would go into the palace whenever he wanted to, and he would go to speak to the king. And when he would go speak to the king, the daughter of the king would be standing there. So one day the king said to him, see how much you are dear to me. No man do I allow to see my daughter. And here, you come and go as you please, and she's always there. Kach amar Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. This is what Hashem said to Israel. Ru'u ma atem chavim malai. See how endeared you are to me. Shein beria bepaltin sheli makir es haTorah. There is not one living being in my entire palace in the upper worlds that can gaze at the Torah. V'lechem nesatiho, but I have given her to you. Shenema v'ne'elmo me'enei kolchoi, as it states that it is concealed from the eyes of all life. Aval atem le'niflesi mimcho, but it is not beyond you. El korav eilecho hadover me'od, but it is very, very close to you. Omelena Kodesh Baruch Hu bonai im yedivrei teira krevim lachem. My children, if the Torah will be close to you, afani kere eschem krevim, you will also be close to me. Shekein ksiv, as it states, livnei Yisrael am krevai, hallelujah. To the Bnei Yisrael, which is the nation which is close to me. So, leni flesi mimcho. It is beyond everyone. It is beyond every living creature in the world, even in the upper worlds. But leinif leisi mimcho, but it's not beyond you, because I have given it to Klal Yisrael. This is what it states, Sod Hashem Lireov, that the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his secrets to those who fear him. And Klal Yisrael is the nation that is close to him and fears him, and therefore he gave them his Torah. The Midrash also says this is in Os Gimel. It brings Rabbanan Amri Atibish Hazer Nichnas the Beis HaKnesses. There's a fool that comes into the Beis HaKnesses. He comes into the shul or to the Beis HaMedrash. V'rei Eishona Eiskim B'Torah. He sees people studying Torah. V'u Eime Alehem. And he says to them, How do you come to Torah in the first place? How do you start learning Torah? So they said, first you take a Megillah. A Megillah is a cloth, in other words, a parchment, which has the Aleph Beis written on it, and the letters and the words, and you study the letters and the words. Ahakak v'sefer. Then you can go to a sefer. You can start reading out of a book, which is the Mikra. You'll start reading Chumash. V'ahakach b'nevim. Then you will go to the prophets. V'ahakach b'ksuvim. And then you will go to the ksuvim. That's the the rest of the Tanakh. Meshugeimersam Mikra. And then when he finishes the entire Tanakh, which is called Mikra, Shena as a Talmud, then he can start learning Talmud, the Mishnah. B'yachak b'halochas, then he can go to halochas, the Gemara. B'yachak b'agodes, and then he can go and start studying the agodes. This is the Ein Yaakov. Kivin sheshemei akach, when the tipish, when the fool hears this, eime belibay, emosai ani leimed kol zeis. When will I ever be able to learn all of this? V'chezer min ashar, and he goes away from the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. He leaves. Omer Reb Yanai lemahad avadaymel lekika shohiyatolui ba'avir. This is similar, that you come in and you see a beautiful kikar, beautiful loaf of bread or a cake, and it's hanging from the ceiling high. Tibushema miyuchal avio. So the fool says, who can bring it down? Pikeachemer, the clever one says, le'echot tolaisai. Someone must have hung it up there. If someone hung it, so therefore he must have been able to get up there. Maybe sulam okona omeri reisai. So let's bring a ladder or a stick and we'll bring it down. The fool says, how will I ever be able to study the entire Torah? And therefore he doesn't study at all. But the clever one says, so what does he do? He learns a perek. He learns some Torah every day. Doesn't miss a day and of his entire life until he finishes the entire Torah. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leniflesi, it is not beyond you. V'im niflesi mimcho, and if it is beyond you, that's because Sheina to osuk bo, that's because you do not go and study it. So firstly, it is telling us that the Torah is beyond everyone, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it and gave it to Klal Yisrael. So it is beyond everyone except Yisrael. If you find that it's too much beyond Yisrael also, he says no. He says that's only because you do not study it. if you will go and study it, then it will not be le niflesi mimenu vele recheka, and it is not far from you, it is not beyond you. Now, further it states, ki korov elecho hadover mi'od, but it is very, very close to you, bificho, in your mouth, ubil vovecho, and in your heart, la'aseishoi, to fulfill it. And this the Gemara brings in Masechta Ervin. And Nundala Roman base. Now it's Nun Gimel Ahmed base, and Nun Dalet Ahmed Aleph. Bruria was the wife of Remeir, and she was an Isha Chachoma. She was very wise in Torah. Ashkechei Lahu Talmido. One day she saw this Talmid, Davakogoris Belechisho, and he was sitting, and he was learning quietly. Botchebe, she gave him a kick. Omrulei, she said, Lekach Kosuv Arucha Bechol Ushmura. She says, why are you sitting and learning so silently? Does it not say Arucha Bechol Ushmura? That if it is placed out throughout all of yourself, it will be guarded. Im Arucha Beramach Evorim Shelcho Mishtameres. That if it will become part of your entire 248 different parts of the body, then it will be guarded. Bimlav ena mishtameres. But if not, it will not be guarded. What she meant is that when you learn, you have to say the words. You have to say them carefully. And you have to verbalize them, in order that it goes through your whole body. And then Torah will be guarded by you. Tano, we learned, Talmud Echor Hoyel Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. There was a Talmud that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov had, Shohayashena Belachash. He used to study all of the time quietly, silently. La'acha Gimel Shonim, Shochach Talmudai. After 3 years he forgot all of his Talmud. The Medrash brings, the Gemara doesn't bring it here, but the Medrash brings it here in the Tzovim, that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov was mispalel, he prayed for him, and his Talmud came back to him. Then, the Gemara brings further, from Mishlei Dalet, Pesuchov Beis. Ki chayim heim limotzo ehem ulechol besorei marpe. It is life to those who find it. Limotzo ehem means to those who find it. And it is a cure for all the flesh. It's referring to the Torah. So the Gemara says, Al tikre lemotzo ehem. Do not refer to this as to those who find it. Ela lemeitz se ehem. Bepeh. But rather, to those who bring it out through their mouths. So here the Gemara again says that when one learns, he must express the words through his mouth. Then the Gemara goes a little further, and the Gemara says, Omer Rabami says, Mahu Diksiv, and he brings a pasuk for Mishlei, Perichov Beis Pasuk Yudches. Ki noim ki sishmareim bevit necho. It is pleasant. The Torah is pleasant when it is guarded inside of you. Yechaynu yachtov al sfosecho. And when it is spoken perfectly on your lips. A Mosai divrei Torah no'im. So Reb Ami said, when are the words of Torah pleasant? Bizman shetishmarein bevitnecho. They become pleasant and they become joyous to you when they are guarded inside of you. Ve'emosai tishmarein bevitnecho. And when is Torah guarded inside of you? Bizman shiichonu yachtav al sfosecho. That's when you organize the words perfectly in your mouth. Reb Zeira Omar Mehocha. Reb Zeira brings another posuk. He brings a posuk from Mishlei, Tesvov, posuk of Gimel. Simcha le'ish b'ma'anei fiv. It is a simcha. It is a joy to a person. B'ma'anei fiv, in that what he answers with his mouth. And the darshan, he expounded, a mosai simcha le'ish. When is it a simcha? When is it a joy to a person? Bizman shemane b'fiv, when he can answer people's questions with his Torah. If a person is able to answer the questions that people ask him, then it becomes a joy to him. This is what is meant, simcha le'ish b'mane fiv. It is a joy to a person, b'mane fiv, with the answers of his mouth. And then the Gemara brings yet another posuk. Reb Yitzchok Amar Mehocha. Reb Yitzchok says, ki korev elecha adover me'ed b'ficho u'bilvovcho la'aseisa. He brings the posuk that here in our parsha. It is close to you, very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to fulfill it. Emosai korev elecho. When is it close to you? Bizman shebepicho u'bilvovcho la'aseisa. When is it close to you? It is close to you when it is in your mouth and in your heart to do it. So we have a whole number of psukim here where the Gemara is praising the method of learning Torah with your mouth. That when one learns, he should not learn silently, or he should not learn only in his mind, but he should be masader it, he should organize it, b'fiv, in his mouth. And this is what we had, first of all, that Bruria, when she saw this person, he was learning silently, she gave him a kick, and she said, and she brings it, it says, Arucha b'chol u'shmura, that when it's all organized throughout your whole self, and you verbalize it, and you speak about it, and then it's guarded by you. Otherwise, you lose it. And like this Talmud that always would study silently, and he lost it. Or, Kichayim heim lemotzo ehem, Shlema Melech said, King Solomon said, that it is life to those who find it, and it is a cure for the entire body. Not to those who find it, but to those lemotzo ehem, to those who verbalize it outside of their body. Bepeh, with their mouths. And then we had Kinoim ki sishmarei bevitnecho. It is pleasant when it is guarded inside of you. Yechonu yachtov al sfosecho. And when it is perfectly organized on your lips. When is it pleasant? When it's guarded in you. When is it guarded in you? When it can become perfectly organized on your lips. And then the Gemara brings another posuk, Simcha le'ish b'ma'an e'fiv. It becomes a joy, Torah becomes a joy and happiness to a person. When? When he answers the questions with his mouth in the Divrei Torah, in the words of Torah. And then the Gemara brings our pasuk. Ki korve lecha adover mi'od, beficho belvovcha la'aseisa. It is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart. When is it very close to you? When it's in your mouth, and when it's in your heart, to do it. Now, what is the meaning of all of this? The Maral brings in Perek Dalet, and also in Perek Hei, in Mesivat Torah, he brings actually there are four levels. There's four madregas, four levels, four dimensions, that when one learns Torah, he has to express it with his mouth. The first level is the Torah has to be guarded. Only when it's guarded by the person is it considered part of him. And that means when he has it in totality, not kroy, not patchwork, a little here, a little there, but he has to have it with a clarity. And that's when he's chayzev v'sheinah tomid, when he's always going over and over it again. The Gemara always praises, and this is how it was always done in the old days, that the girso is the text, they would learn over and over and over. The fact is the Gemara that says, ein edema, you cannot compare someone who's learned something 100 times to someone who's learned something 101 times. We're not speaking here of a secular wisdom, which is limited. We're speaking here of Torah, which is infinite. And therefore, its depth is infinite. And we have to go over and over and over again. And how does he go over and over again? By saying it over and over again. So therefore, when he's constantly saying it over and over, and he's learning it over and over, and he's expressing it, and it's not just in a seichel, then he has the Torah in its totality by him, and he gets a clarity in it. Then he has the ne'imus of the Torah. He has the pleasantness of the Torah, and he has the simcha of the Torah. Because simcha comes when you have something in totality. When a person doesn't understand something, or he has a little there and a little here, it confuses him. Confusion is what he's lacking. That's not simcha. To the contrary, it says, Ein simcha ka Torah sasfeikus. The greatest simcha is when the person resolves all of his doubts. So therefore he says, those who learn, they learn a little here and a little there in a non-organized manner, and they don't learn the way the Chazal has taught us to learn. They'll learn the Talmud before the Mishnah, and they'll learn the Mishnah before the Mikra, everything upside down. And actually when he's speaking in all of this, he takes off very strongly against what was very prevalent then, but unfortunately it's prevalent in our generation also. He says, Derech HaPilpul. He says, well, they teach people to be mefalpel. He says, if you could be mefalpel means where you can do a lot of acrobatics in the Gemara. He says, that's not knowing Torah. See, Torah you have to know. You have to know the principles and understand it and go over and over and over. He says, when you have that, and that's how they used to go over and over with expressing the words, he says, then you have Torah in its totality. If you have, it's guarded by you. Then it's na'im. Then you have the pleasantness of Torah. And you have the simcha of Torah. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. He said, ki no'im kismareim bevitnecho, the ni'imus, the pleasantness, the beauty of Torah, you'll have when it's guarded inside of you. And when is it guarded inside of you? Yechonu yachtov al sfosecho, when you can express it perfectly on your lips. Or what Shlomo HaMelech said, Simcha le'ish b'maneh ufiv. When is Torah a simcha to a person? When he can express his Torah perfectly on his lips. It's like the Gemara brings that if someone asks you something, al tegamgen loy. If someone asks you something, do not stammer. See, do not give him a confused answer. But it must be expressed beautifully on your lips. There was a famous from Reb Chaim Brisker. He used to say, when someone would say, look, I understand it, but I cannot explain it, I cannot express it perfectly, he would say, then you don't understand it. Something that you cannot express perfectly, that's not a problem in speech, that's a problem in understanding. The fact is, he used to say that you should understand Torah so well, the deepest concepts, that you can express them to a child. If you can't, that's not a problem in this person lacks the art of teaching, the art of expression. No, he lacks the art of understanding. And this is what we're speaking here. Ki no'im kismishishmarem v'itnecho. That when they are guarded inside of you, and when is that? When Yechonu Yachtov al Sfosecho, you will know that Torah is totally by you when it's on your lips perfectly. Simcha Le'ish B'manei Fiv. The way you answer Torah, that shows you what kind of Torah you have. And then it will bring Ne'imos beauty and simcha and pleasantness and joy to the person. This is the first level. Then there's another level. He brings there four levels. When Torah is on the mouth of the person, he can verbalize it, he can express it. Then it comes into this world. When Torah is merely in the mind of the person, it's not really in this world. Because as we said before, the mind of the person, that's bilti gashmi, that's not part of the physical world. A thought is not physical. And the thinking process is not physical. So when a person has Torah in his mind, he has not yet brought it down into this world. It's still in the other world. It only becomes part of his world, and he's a physical human being. It only becomes part of his world is when he expresses it. And especially when he expresses it to someone else. There's a question in the Achrayim that when you make a brocha on Torah, you're not allowed to learn Torah in the morning before you make Birkas HaTorah. The question is, can you think in Torah before you make the Broch of the Torah? Many held you could. The Gaon held you couldn't. The Maral Hill writes, he holds you could. Because he says thinking in Torah is not Torah in its totality yet. It's not Torah in this world. The bringing of the Torah in this, it's only in a certain aspect of the human being. But it's not become totally part of him or part of his world. The bringing of the Torah into the human being and into this world, it has to become somewhat physical. And that's through Dibor. Because speech is somewhat physical. Actually, you can measure sound waves. And especially if you teach it to someone else. And that's why the Gemara brings Ein HaTorah Nikne Ela B'Chabura. A person does not have a total acquisition on Torah unless he learns with someone else. because by him giving it over to someone else, it becomes part of this world. He brings also, it's interesting, he says that the only when it becomes spoken, he says, does it really make an impression on the memory, on the keach hazecher, only when it becomes spoken. At any rate, so therefore this, the second level is that when we learn Torah, and if you learn only silently, there's times we have to learn silently, there's times we have to think, but what the Gemara is bringing, it shouldn't end there. So if we learn silently, it's bekeach, it's potential, but it hasn't not become a reality yet of this world until it reaches his lips. Then there's a third level, a further level, and that is another dimension why it should be, why it's so important for the person to express it with his mouth. And this is what we have mentioned many times. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, so the Torah writes it by Bereishis, Vayitzor Adam Ofer Min Adama, he created man from the dust of the earth, and Vayipach Ba'apev Nishmas Chaim, and he blew into his nostrils a breath of life, Vayi Adam LeNefesh Chayo, and man became what was known as a Nefesh Chayo. This means that man was created physically from the earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a breath of life which came from Hashem. Now, what was the synthesis of all of this? Vayihi Adam Nefesh Chaya, he became a living being. What is this living being? So Targum Onkelos says, and Rashi brings, this living human being was the process that he could verbalize his thoughts. Not only think, but verbalize his thoughts. This was the synthesis of the man which was created. And this Rashi brings, we do not find by any other creations. There are no other creations. There are other creations that were given also a breath of life. There are other creations that have a process of thinking, but not that they can verbalize and express their thoughts through speech. That's why man is called the Madaber. This means that man in his totality, he reaches his totality only through speech. So when he studies Torah but does not reach the level of speech, it has not encompassed man in his totality yet. When it comes to the level of speech, then it is man in his totality. And that's what the Gemara means when it said, it says, Ki chayim heim limotzo ehem. It is life limotzo ehem befi. It is life to those who verbalize the Torah with their mouth. Because Torah is life, and therefore it brings life to the person. But can only bring the fullness of its bracha of life to the person when the person becomes a total part of the Torah. And that can only be not only when he thinks of Torah, but he's motza'ehem befiv, but he verbalizes that Torah. That means it's gone through the entire process of the human being where he has verbalized it and expressed it. So that's a third dimension. So the first dimension we mentioned is is that for the understanding of Torah. For the understanding of Torah, and with the total understanding of Torah, you bring the ne'imus and the simcha, the beauty and the simcha of Torah. There it has to reach your lips. Because otherwise, he does not, if he's not able to express it,
in totality. This means he does not understand it in totality. And the expressing of it in totality gives him the power of understanding it in totality. And then he has Torah Bishleimus. In totality, it brings beauty and simcha to him. So that was the first dimension. Then we had a second dimension, that if it remains a silent Torah by him, it's still Torah in another world. It's not yet come into the physical world. It only becomes part of the physical world when he brings it into the physical world, and that's through his power of speech. And then we're bringing a third dimension, and that is for it to become in total part of man, of total man, it has to become part of the medaber. If it becomes part of the thinker, that's not total man. Man in his totality is the medaber. When it becomes part of the medaber, part of the speaker, it has gone through the entire process of man in his totality, and then he can have the birchei sachaim, all of the brochas from the Torah. So this is the third dimension. Then there's a fourth dimension, and that's what our pasuk is speaking about. Ki korav eilecha hadover me'od b'ficho uvelvovcho la'asosu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said it is very close to you in your mouth and in your heart to do it. And the Gemara darshins, what does it mean it is very close to you? When is Torah very close to you? When it is in your mouth and in your heart. This means as follows. If a person has only partial Torah, the net Torah is not part of him in totality. If he has not just partial Torah, he has good Torah, the way it should be learned, and he has it in totality by himself, by him, and it's beficho, and it's in his mouth, like we mentioned, then it will not remain there. But from there it will go into his heart, and from there it will go into deeds. The Gemara says, Godel ha-Talmud, sha-Talmud mevi lidei maisu. Great is Torah, because it will bring a person to deeds. Maral says the interpretation is not the way people interpret it, that if you know Torah, then you will go and do mitzvahs. We know a lot of people that know Torah and they don't do mitzvahs. Naturally, you can't do mitzvahs if you don't know Torah. But just because you know Torah, what's the guarantee you will do mitzvahs? Just because you know Torah, what's the guarantee that you will be a person of deeds? But it says, Godel ha-Talmud shemevi lidei odem lidei maisha. Talmud is great because it will bring a person to deeds. What does this mean? He says, the Torah is an enormous force. The Torah is the greatest force in the world. When a person has real Torah in him, it's an explosive force. It doesn't remain dormant, but it will go into his heart. And when it goes into his heart, he will have Yiras Hashem. He will have the fear of Hashem. And from his heart, it will go into action. And from there, he will become a Baal Maisa, a person of great deeds. That's what it means, that La'olam HaTalmud Kodem, always give priority to Talmud. Because if you have the real Talmud, the real Torah in you, then it will maybe yaso odom. It will motivate the person. It will drive the person. It will drive into his heart It will drive him to Yiras Hashem. It will drive him into Maisa, into action. Because the Torah is the greatest force in the world. It's Po'el. But if he does not have this Torah, then there's nothing to drive him. Or if he has Kroim, he has a little patch there, a little patch there. Or if he has Torah in himself which he doesn't understand. Or if he has Torah in himself which only confuses him, then it's not going to drive him anywhere. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the people. He said, "Amitzvah Zos, Leini Flesi Bimchor. It's beyond all creations, Manatru, I gave it to you. Sleva Shomayim He, it's not by the arrogant. Leime Eva Layamhu, it's not by the merchants who are always moving around. But it's very, very close to you." So the Gemara says, when is it very close to you? Beficho. When you will have Torah in its totality. To the point where it's not only in your minds, but it's in your mouths. Like we said, you're always going over it, and you're able to express it, and you express it to others. Then uvovavcho. Then it will go into your hearts, and you will become people of Yirei Shemayim, lasoso, and then it will go into deeds. Because HaTalmud mevi lidei maaso, because Talmud will drive a person to deeds. Then it is korov meod, it is very close to you. If it's not in this level, no, then it is very far from you. And does not become part of you, does not drive into your heart or into your or to deeds. Incidentally, the Maral writes, he criticizes his generation. He lived in the 1500s. Criticizes his generation. He says in the generations before, we saw great people. Rashi, Rabbi Natami mentions, the Balei Tosfos. These were great people of Torah, of Yiras Shamayim, of deeds. He says, because they studied Torah the way the Chazal, the sages, commanded us to study Torah. And they learned, and it was beficho, and with their mouths, and over and over. He says, that's why they were so great. But he said, in our generation, he's referring to his generation. He says, people are not interested in that. He criticizes the Derech HaPilpul. Or he says, in another place, he says, the father brings a child, and he's not interested that he should learn Chumash, or the Novi, or the Mishnah. No. He wants him right away to know Gemara, because Eid HaReisa will be shame. He wants a good name for his son, that Erken Gemara, he knows Gemara. He says, this is why we do not find, he refers to his generation, Chochma, wisdom, Chochma Satorah in our generation, and we do not find Yiras Hashem in our generation, and we do not find Mice in our generation. Because it's not Korav Eilecha B'Ficho, because it's not close to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that when it's korav eilecha b'ficho, that when it'll be close to you in your mouths, like the Chazal say, then it'll be bilvavecho, it will go into your hearts, there will be Yiras Hashem, and then there will be bilaseisa, you will come to be people of great deeds. So this is the biurim, the explanations, and these psukim that Moshe told Klal Yisrael in his final instructions to him, just before he died, he said that this Torah which I am leaving with you is not far from you. If you perform properly, if you study properly the way we are instructed to, then it's korev mi'od, it's very close to you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.